Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, so she is not going to be with us. However, we have our wonderful friend Maury, who is here to take her place. I'd like to introduce you to her. Are you there?
I am. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I am well. How are you?
I'm very good. A lot of people know me as Jean Maury.
Oh, I am sorry.
No problem. I just wanted to clarify that.
I'm always referred to you as Maury.
That's all right. A lot of people do before I combine the two names.
Oh, wonderful. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been doing readings for over 30 years. I do astrology. I do tarot cards. I do angel cards, and I'm an EFT, not a counselor, but I do EFT, which is tapping, and it's helping people release their frozen traumas from childhood. And I love bringing in the angels when we release things, because they love to take our energy and change it and bring it back healed and ready to use in another way.
That's a great thing. So where do you normally do this at?
Online, on the phone, on Skype.
Ah, so you're on every modality online. That's a great thing.
Yeah, I love it. Because you reach more people that way, you know?
Well, this is the reason why we're doing this show, is to reach more people.
Right.
So we were chatting a little earlier about what's going on this week and the new moon and how it is conjunct the sun, and it also has Mars and Mercury conjunct, all in Cancer. And Mars and Mercury are opposed to Pluto, which means that this is going to be a little interesting of a balance beam of a week. It's definitely going to be looking into yourself and your inner emotions and what nurtures you, and really taking action on it and really following through with that. But also, with it rebalancing, it has to do with the foundation of which you're working from. If you are not working in the foundation of what you need this time, it will be seen that there would be more work this week for me. What do you think about this week?
Well, it was interesting. I was doing my angel card reading for the week. I was typing it out, and it'll go live tomorrow. And knowing all these planets in Cancer, I was surprised at the cards that came up. Well, no, I really wasn't, but the moon came up, and other ones about emotions and how we need to really go within.
Absolutely. Well, the moon is in its natural placement. Cancer is where its home is. And so it's definitely an emotional week this week. Going within and really looking within what is your true power, the true essence of it. It's in trine with Saturn, which it really makes it a nice shift and change. Do that work and really go within yourself and find your inner truth. Start with that foundation.
That helps. The trine definitely helps.
Well, we have plenty of callers. Would you like to take a couple?
Sure, why not? I'm going to use angel cards.
Okay. 828, you're on the air.
Hi, Jacqueline, it's Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. How are you tonight?
I'm doing okay. You guys?
Hi.
Hi.
Would you like an angel reading?
Yes, ma'am.
So what is your question for tonight?
Well, what do you feel I need to know? What, do you have any messages for me?
Oh, wow. I got the High Priestess, and she says you need to do some meditation because you're going to get a lot of information, a lot of psychic insights coming to you, and it'll help you feel more peaceful.
And I'm going to tell you this. She's so right on the mark because here, astrologically-wise, you have sun, moon, conjunction, this new moon that we're having, which always a new moon means a new beginning, a new start. And Mars and Mercury in your 12th house. And that Pluto, that foundational Pluto, is right in your 6th house, that opposition. So, again, she's so right with telling you to go within and to really look within your soul of where spiritually you are and center yourself more spiritually this more than ever. Because that's going to be the stronger foundation for your physical health. So I see this making a foundational change for your physical health. I would definitely spend this time, more time going within some type of meditation, going within that. I think you'll really find a great deal of satisfaction out of that. Are you still there, Danielle?
Yeah, is there anything else?
Well, the High Priestess doesn't talk about what they find out right away. They explore within. The High Priestess explores within first before she takes action. And that's why you need to go get quiet and meditate. And then you can talk about it and put it into action. And Archangel Haniel is the angel that you call on. Haniel's a beautiful and mystical archangel who can help you understand the mysteries of life. Her name means the grace of God, and as such, she is seen by many as having a goddess-like appearance. She helps those who have embarked on an inner search for meaning and answers to their lives. And she's very loving. Hope that helps.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good luck, Danielle. And give us a call and let us know how it works this week.
Okay, thanks, Jacqueline.
Take care. Okay, you ready to take another one?
Sure.
You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Sandra, and I have a question about work.
Hi, Sandra.
How's it going?
Wonderful.
All right. Excellent.
What
so
is your
my
birthday,
question is,
Sandra?
My birthday is 3/2/69.
And by chance, do you know what time you were born?
Sure, it's 9:35 a.m.
In what city?
Astoria, A-S-T-O-R-I-A, Queens, New York.
While she's looking up your birth date, I'll tell you what card I got. I got the Page of Michael, and it's all about an exciting new challenge. You have what it takes to succeed, but they want you to review your contracts and documents very thoroughly read them carefully before you sign anything.
Okay.
So did you have a specific question for us tonight?
Yeah, I'm currently non-employed, and I'm looking for something new. So I guess I just wanted to see how soon that would be coming to me.
Are you looking in your neighborhood, in your local area?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, because that's where you're focused at this point in time. What it shows me here is that the opportunities for you for your work are within your city, within the area of where you live.
Okay.
And this new moon is really going to make a shift. What I am going to say about that is have patience, because, again, this new moon does make a great shift for you as far as putting you in the right direction. So I would put yourself out there this week. I would, you know, do interviews and things like this. Again, don't expect an end result this week, okay? Have some patience, wait it out. Have faith, okay, and just have some fun this week, going around and seeing where you can work around in your neighborhood, and I think you'll find success. What do you think, Jean Marie?
Yeah, I'm seeing that it's going to be unpredictable. It's going to come out of the blue. She's going to put some feelers out, and then unexpectedly it'll show up. Something she didn't even realize. Maybe from something else, unusual. But it's coming.
An
exciting challenge. So look forward to it.
Yeah, I do look forward to it. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate that.
Good luck. Let us know how it works.
Thanks, I will.
You're on the air.
Oh, good afternoon. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you okay. Good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm good. I also do astrology, and I've called before, so you have my birth data in your system there. My name is Allison. Allison?
Hey, Allison, how are you?
I'm doing good. I have a lot happening in my life. I'm looking for work, and now I suddenly have to move as well. And that was a big surprise. Didn't see that coming. So I've been following, of course I do astrology, so I'm looking at that, all the good stuff through Cancer right now. And I'm going to do a vision board on Wednesday, and but it's a very challenging housing market here. I really am I'm trying to keep the panic and the worry at bay, but I'm telling you.
Oh, Virgo moon you.
Well, it's not just the Virgo. The fact of the matter is this is a tough, tough town for housing. A lot of demand, a lot of competition, especially right now, because this is the big season for moving. And also students coming back to school, so that's another element that brings a lot of extra weight to the housing market.
I got a fabulous card for you.
Oh,
from
good.
The angels. It's number zero. It's the leap of faith. And Archangel Metatron is a loving and protective guide. And he can also give you the courage and confidence to make these important changes in your life. And he wants you to call on him.
Okay.
Take the leap of faith.
I'm sorry?
I'm getting an echo here. Take the leap of faith and believe in yourself and your dreams. You only need to take the first step to find yourself on the way to a happier, new life. This is exciting.
I'm doing a lot of prayers.
And I have to agree with her about the leap of faith, because it's a really interesting shift going on at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
The universe is kind of guiding you to make a whole new home. This is such an inspirational time, even though you feel like you have to move and you're being forced. You're being forced for a good direction. This is a new clean life for you, is what I'm going to say. I know you have that Mars and Taurus in your 12th house, and sometimes you want to make it solid, but it's still in the 12th house, so it won't. Right now, okay, this transformation, that change that's coming, has Jupiter and Venus going over your Pluto, okay, in your own local neighborhood, in the third house of your own neighborhood. So it's making a transformation and change that you're going to love, even though you may not like it. Again, there's a square to Saturn that's making it a little bit more challenging on you. But that square is to say, okay, I'm done with what has been done in the past, and I'm only moving forward. I think you'll really get lucky this next month at finding a place to move. Again, Jupiter is there as protecting you, so it's saying, okay, we're going to move you on to something better. So I agree with you, Marie, that it's really a matter of faith. And again here, things are going to shift, and you're going to see a really nice shift at this time.
Mhm. Yeah, that's how I'm wanting to look at it, and especially with the astro aspects, showing a lot of support right now. So that is how I'm looking at it. But again, it's hard not to be really concerned, because I've been very, really diligent and really, really proactive in looking for my new space. I could not
and
be doing my end, Yeah.
And what I would suggest for you also is, with that Virgo moon and the Mars in Taurus, to settle yourself down, why don't you start packing things up, start organizing things?
I already have. Oh, I'm so ahead of the curve. I've moved like 50, I think it's probably about 54 move, number 54 move. So I'm perpetually ready to move. I never really fully unpack, because I know I'm going to be picking up and going again. So I am like, I should write a book on how to I don't know. I hate clutter. I don't keep clutter. I keep my paper. I'm really, really super, super minimalist and organized. So, I could write a book on how to move. I really could, like all the practical steps and all of those things. A little book.
Yeah, we could all use that.
So many people have issues with clutter, and they don't know how to get rid of stuff. Whereas I'm like, I get rid of stuff like too much. Like I have a problem hanging on to stuff. I have the opposite issue. Anyway, so it's just kind of funny. Yeah, so I've already done all my decluttering. I've already gotten rid of, given things away to the donate, to the women's shelter. I've already, getting my, cleaning the oven and all this stuff, that you have to do before you move. So I'm about 2 months ahead of the curve. Anyway, so.
6 months.
That's all I had to say.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll call back in about a month and see. I'll tell you how things turned out.
Absolutely, do that.
Yeah, I will. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Sure.
480, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yvette, and my date of birth is 10/26/76.
Hold on 1 second. And your birthday is again?
10/26/76.
And what time were you born?
7:21 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Baldwin Park, California.
Baldwin Park. And you had a question for us tonight?
I welcome whatever you guys get, but I was curious of what you saw in relationship area, but whatever you all get is amazing. That's always awesome.
Are you involved in a relationship right now?
Yeah, we just hit a pause button, but yes.
Do you know the birth date of this one?
Yes, it's 10/3/68.
And do you know the time?
I don't know the time, but I know it was in Newark, New Jersey.
Newark. That'll do for compatibility.
I've got the Chariot card, which is all about determination and willpower. You might feel uncertain about this, but you don't have to have any fear. When this card is present, it's confirmation that you have what it takes. And it says, step out of your comfort zone and charge bravely ahead with joy and confidence.
Hmm.
It's a time
okay.
of great personal growth and to do what you love. Looks like there's a lot of cooperation between the two of you. Or there can be. The possibility's there.
Okay.
Oh, well, you know, and I can so agree with her that there is, because here again, he is a Libra sun, and he has a Venus. He loves for life. Okay? You have a Venus in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is dual personality or dual side. Okay? And so I think you doubt this relationship more than what you should, okay? And this is a very interesting relationship because two of you bring some very valuable tools to each other. You light his fire, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You spark him. You inspire him. You bring him to make stronger depth. This one is a perfectionist. I am going to say that. Has a Mars Virgo, okay? And with that, I have to say that he grounds you, okay, and brings you to more practical matters. The problem that the two of you are having is faith, okay? You have to trust in each other. That's the reason why I started this whole conversation out of, man, he loves for life. He's a life-mating partner, okay? So
mm-hmm.
here again, you must trust the process. You have a Mars in Scorpio, and sometimes you don't understand the actions of why the other person is doing something, okay? And so you really have to trust that process and trust him that both of you two have right responses. Okay? They're different. They're right responses. And you take an idea that he has, make it even greater sometimes for him. And he for you. So when there's an issue, you have to trust in this relationship. You have to trust that this is a great relationship. That's where the challenge is with this relationship. All about trust. You say you're separated at this point in time. I guarantee you this will come back. Okay? And it's a matter of you trusting the process, not doubting it. Okay? Don't jump too quickly. Don't try and manipulate. Take it at a slower pace, okay. And I think okay?
Okay, I appreciate it, ladies. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you. I will. Thank you.
Okay. You ready for another one?
Sure.
Nine-five-one. You're on the air.
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Oh, hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
Pretty good. My birthday's May 1st,
1957. Oh, a Taurus.
At
7:36 a.m., Orange, California. We're getting all the California-born babies. How fun.
Yeah, California. Yeah.
So, did you have a question for us tonight?
What does the stars look like for the next 2 or 3 months or the rest of the year or so?
That's a pretty general question.
Oh. Let's see. Do you see me moving out of the area this year? Or?
I do. I absolutely do. Okay. Jupiter is going to transit over Pluto this summer for you. So there is a and that's in your fourth house of your home. Okay. I think that you have an inkling or an idea at this point in time because this new moon is really making you look within your personal values and beliefs, so it's really giving a definitive answer of where you want to make home, okay? So I think that this summer is going to prove to be where you're going to make a transformation in May. When Jupiter transits with Pluto, I think you're going to have the answer. I really do.
You probably don't know where as much as I do.
Location would be more difficult.
Where?
The location would be more difficult.
Okay.
Do you have any idea, Murray?
Well, I'm getting that you're going to get offered some kind of an opportunity, and that's what's going to make you move.
Oh. So,
I'll
deal with the opportunities are just like when I go shopping, I go where the sales are, I guess.
Are you pursuing any educational courses or teaching anything?
Not right now, but they tell me to teach. I know astrology and music, some different kinds of astrology. And I'm in a workman's compensation thing where I just got on disability, so I haven't had much money, but now it seems to be coming in on the disability. And I think when you get injured at work, they have something called vocation rehabilitation, and they try to choose a subject for you. I've already had a couple of them, and they've said that I should be a graphic artist, so I might get trained again for either computer graphics or maybe something else like welding or something.
What do you like?
Well,
what kinds of fun?
I like music and that kind of stuff, and I do like, you know, graphic arts and that kind of thing too, but
well, I'm getting a message that it would be better if you just make a decision because you can overanalyze the problem
and
get more stuck. And I'm also seeing a possibility of two different things. You're getting two offers, you can do two things. And so you won't be bored.
To coincide with this, you have a Mars in Gemini, okay? And, you know, I think that's so funny that she told you that you have two different things, okay? Because here again, this transit that's going through, this new moon that's coming on Wednesday, is really where it's shifting is. It's in your own emotional belief, okay? And it's really setting that new foundation for you as far as, again, what do you feel? We were talking, you know, again here, this is where you have to choose where your faith is, where your direction is, okay? You can do two different things if you want to do two different things, but it's a matter of just following through with them. Again, you've got an opportunity with this vocation to go in several different directions with a disability. So really, I would strongly suggest looking into following your passion. And this week, spending some time really looking at what you you enjoy. You're a very creative individual with Jupiter and Virgo in your fifth house natally. Your work is so creative at all points in time. So you can mix modalities, like mixing music with pictures or things like this, and really have a great sense or a great eye. So look within yourself at what really you enjoy and what you have fun with this week, and I think you'll find the answers you're looking for of what direction to go.
Hey, well, I'll follow my heart and see what it comes up there. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
You're welcome.
Let us know how it works for you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
That was interesting.
Okay. Yeah, that's an interesting one. That's a big shift.
Yeah.
A big life change there. It's good.
I could see him writing a book and then illustrating it.
Easily. Yep. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Sure.
216, you're on the air.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call this evening.
Thank you for calling in. And you are?
Oh, my name is Sharon. I called about three
Hi.
Months ago, maybe four. You should have me in there, I think. In your little secret
of several Sharon.
Your box
you.
Or whatever, you know. Computer.
Are you 9165?
I am.
Oh, then I do have Livonia, Pennsylvania?
Yep, no, Livonia, Ohio.
Oh, Livonia, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know there was one in Pennsylvania. Huh.
Livonia for me?
I sure will. It's Livonia. Everybody asks that. I know.
What did you want to know?
Okay.
So I can look into the angel cards.
I have, like the last couple callers, employment. If you can pick up a timing or what you see with that, if I'm going to be finding employment soon.
Sure.
I'm contracting right now.
Oh.
It's a nice word for temping.
You got new beginnings coming. I got the wheel. Like the Wheel of Fortune. And it's the end of delays. You're going to have
a change. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Please. This has been 9 months of struggle. Oh.
The wheel. I like the Wheel of Fortune. I love getting that.
Is that a good card? I hope so.
Oh yeah.
What are you looking for as far as work is concerned?
Well, I do administrative. I have a strong financial background, accounting, investments. But I'm trying other areas like healthcare administration because I have the skills. You know what I mean? Yeah, real estate, you know, stuff like that. I've gone a little to the left because I'm not getting any luck for what I'm doing.
What do you like? What turns you on?
All of that. I love doing administrative work. My ideal job, I'm trying to get into healthcare, like a hospital, in the administrative office, not nursing.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't be a good nurse.
I'm too sensitive. Oh, my goodness.
You are, and that's one of the reasons why it makes you a good supervisor of any sort. You're a great organizer,
a
categorizer,
point.
Efficient,
yep.
At that. And you've got a dynamic personality as far as you have a Mercury in Leo, which really gives you that authoritarian situation, okay? One of the things that I will say about you is that you must have patience. You are a perfectionist, and other people that aren't as perfect as you are, okay? So here again, in that supervisor's position, sometimes because you can do it better than they can, you may get frustrated with it, okay? So with your Venus in Libra at this time, I would strongly suggest definitely looking into, have you looked into private hospital?
Yeah. They have to come up available. I only post for jobs that are available. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But there has been a couple, actually. Yes.
Okay. Because that's what I'm looking at as far as I think there's more a productive situation with more of a private setting, not a public setting.
Okay.
So I would pursue
that. I just
sent
one about a week and a half ago. There was one that I sent. Oh, I love it. I haven't heard back from them though. Do you see it coming? I mean, can you tell that in the chart? Do you see a position coming?
It's temperance. It's patience. Okay. And here again, that may be the one that I'm looking at. I'm not sure whether that's the one that it is or not. But I will say this. It's like you interview, and then there's a long delay or a long period of time before in the process. And that's what is going to happen at this time. Everything's moving in real slow motion. So what you put out there today, it will come back. But don't think that just because you didn't get an answer that it's done. Okay.
I know. It takes about, in my field, it takes about a good 2 to 3 months to get from the hiring process to the begin date. It really does.
Yeah. It is a long process. That's where I'm concerned, you know, with it. So don't worry so much about that long process. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. But it's still how it works
though.
For you.
Thank you.
Coming.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. You ready for the next one?
I am.
Okay. 561, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, thanks.
Hi, Stacy.
Hello.
Is your birthday 12/26/67?
No, 12/16.
1967?
No, 72.
Oh, okay. This must be another one. What is your birthday?
12/16/72.
And what time were you born?
8:30 p.m.
And what city were you born in?
Spanish Town, Jamaica.
Okay. And did you have a question for us tonight?
I wanted to know if you see a move coming up for me, please.
Yes.
Is it going to be soon?
Oh, the frustration's here.
You know what I'm getting? I don't know if you, I don't know if this will relate to you or not, but they're telling me that you're trying too hard to please other people instead of yourself. And that you need lightening your load.
Well, yeah, lighten my load, yes.
Do things more for you that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And positive
That's
thinking.
That's true.
I got the sun, I got the 9 of Gabriel, and I've got the 10 of Gabriel. And Gabriel loves to give messages. And he wants you to ask them for help. Talk to him. But you're gonna move. And the sun is one of the best cards you can get. Life is wonderful. Thrive through the power of positive thinking and inspiring success.
And astrologically wise, I agree with that. It is moving and it is changing. And I agree with him, Rory, that you really need to have that independence. With your son in Sagittarius, I think what she's pulling on is you need to get out and get some freedom and get some air during this period of time, because Saturn is going through your fourth house of your home, and it's temperance that's going to make this happen. You are going to move, but it's not going to be in the timing that you applied. Okay? And here again, what's happening this next month is I think that you're being inspired. I think it's shifting for you. Jupiter is in Leo, and it's in trine to your sun. And, you know, the sun is going to go through there. Mars is going to go through there. So this next month is really going to make a real strong transformation and change as far as what direction you're going to go. So during this period of time, I think it's a good time to get out and really enjoy some times and let it take its own course, because it is going to take a little bit longer than what you would like.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck. Let us know how it worked for you.
I will. Thank you.
I think I'm going to call in next week and get my own reading.
We have a lot of callers tonight, so I'm trying to get through. I mean, the board is still full. It's amazing. So, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. 305, you're on the air.
Hi. My birthday is June 28, 1951.
And who are we speaking with?
My name is Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. Can I have your birthday again?
June 28, 1951. I just had a birthday.
Happy birthday.
New York City, New York. And my
what
time? 2:50 a.m.
2:50 a.m.
And were you in New York for your birthday?
Oh, no. No, I haven't been in the city in a really long time.
Hey. What city were you in this year on your birthday?
Miami.
Ah, the 305.
Yeah. That's where I live.
What's your question?
So my question is, I just moved away from a 25-year-old marriage. I'm divorced, and I'm very happy, and everything's going along really well, and I'm just praying for, I feel like there's new changes coming in with my business. I'm self-employed for my whole life. And what do I do? I'm an artist. Yeah. So what I want to know is, there's two things I want. I want somebody to come and help me promote it bigger, because everything's changing in my industry, and I just need more exposure, number one. And then the other side is I need real love, true love. So do you see these people coming? Because Saturn, I do astrology too, and I know Saturn's in my seventh house.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's going to be going into Sagittarius, and Jupiter is going to be passing over your Venus. Okay? Venus is.
It already did. Is it going retrograde?
No, it's direct. It went retrograde, went past it. Okay? Now it went direct, so it's going past it again. It's at 20 degrees on the new moon, okay? And your Venus is 21 degrees, okay? Venus right now itself is 19 degrees. So it is going to be passing over your Venus. This is a beautiful two-year cycle for you here, okay?
Okay, great.
Because of that conjunction, this next 2 years, you're going to find your love. Now, I'm not saying it's going to take 2 years, but again here, next 2 years are really, truly your beautiful time to really find that love that you're looking for. That Saturn there is what is the temperance, because, again here, for you to really solidify this relationship and make this relationship work, it's going to take this period of time until the next Venus return. Make that foundational, solid shift where you know that this is a solid relationship. But I think you're going to meet him real soon. What do you think, Lori?
I know. I'm saying
well,
again.
Got,
oh, she does. Okay.
I got number 16, which is change your life. It's time to change your life. Leave behind old beliefs, old way of doing things that have been stale and out of date. The universe is telling you you can't procrastinate on making changes that you know in your own heart you need to make. Suddenly, everything's going to get crystal clear for you. You're going
I've
to
already
get a,
made those changes.
You're
I divorced. I moved.
Yeah, you're going to get a sudden revelation that you're going to be feeling freer, and you're going to attract new people in your life to help you.
Yes.
That's the other message.
Okay, that's exactly what I'm asking for. That's what I'm already feeling. I don't want to keep repeating the same patterns. It's, I know it all. It's history, history, history.
That's what they're
and,
telling you you're letting go of. And you're going to
yeah,
see
and
your
I just,
clear.
I'm sorry?
Have confidence because you've learned your lesson. You're not going back. Okay?
No.
So
but see, the thing in my business is... I just want to share. In my business, I do... street shows. I do art shows outside. And those things start happening in November. And so a lot of the festivals now want me to start asking for entry and all things like that. So that's where I'll probably meet the person doing an exhibition somewhere. And that's what I enjoy doing also. So it's just a matter of moving forward with that. And yes, I've let go of a lot of stuff, trust me, and I've changed my whole environment over the past 3 years, and everything works really well for me, and I'm very content in my soul, in my body. So, okay, I was just getting some confirmation. So Jupiter still has to hit my Venus conjunction, and then it's
yes.
going to go in my fifth house.
Yes, romance and dating. So here again, you
Yay.
See how it's hold slowly. Let it do it. Enjoy your life. Do your freedom. Again, like Shri Mori was talking about, there still is a little bit there, but it's a matter of just following that passion and having the faith to really look forward and know this is the time. This is your time.
Yeah.
Okay? Even on your soul return, it's there. Okay, so you can't get rid of it for at least this year. This benefit is going to work out really great for you.
Can't get rid of it right away, yeah. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, and also he has to come down and get his stuff out of my house.
Again, that finalization that she was talking about, you got to end that stuff.
Well, yeah, it's already ended. It's history, but it's everything went to me. I got the rewards. Everything came to me in writing. So it's legally mine in writing, which is
well, get
the benefit
rid of the
that
things
I...
that don't you. Again here, get rid of the things that don't serve you.
Oh, I have. Trust me, I have. I'm wise enough. I'm old enough to know better.
Good luck. Let us know how it works for you.
Oh, it is. Okay, I will. I'll tell you when I'm in love.
There you go. Get his first time, place, and date.
Sounds good. Sounds good. I'll hear back to you guys. Thank you.
Good night.
I'm going to keep listening. Good night.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay. 856, you're on the air. So... okay, I'll put them back on hold. And we'll come back to that one. 913, you're on the air.
Hey, Jacqueline, it's Andy. How you doing?
Andy, I'm doing well. How are you?
I am great. I passed my exam. Woohoo!
Woo, we knew you would. It's a great day.
You sure did.
So you have a question for us tonight?
I sure do. I am interested in when Jupiter crosses over this stellium I've got of Mars, Uranus, and Pluto in the third house in Virgo. I'm just curious about work. I'm getting ready to look for another position and kind of wondering timing-wise if that would be a better optimal time or does that matter?
You're an Aries sun.
Okay. I am.
And this has served you, being that it, Jupiter and Venus were in a fire sign and trine yours. It still did help you. I think it's a matter of timing. I think it's a matter of going for the one that you want. Okay. Again, you're a commodity with that Mars and Virgo and Uranus conjunction. And Pluto on the other side, you're a force to be reckoned with as far as work is concerned. Nobody can get a better work than you. And so, again, I think it's a matter of choosing what you want to do for a living. What do you think, Jean Marie?
Well, I got the Ace of Michael, and it's like she's come up with some new ideas and insights that have eluded her in the past. And now the way is clear for her, and she can move full steam ahead. There's an opportunity here to do things in an entirely new way, to give attention to the details in your plan of action, but keep the eye on the big picture. It could be a bumpy start, but don't let that deter you from continuing to move forward. Clear up any communication problems. Don't let any misunderstandings get in the way. Be honest with yourself. Look for the silver lining and don't give up. The Ace is like right here. It's a new beginning. Happening.
Very
now.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about with you, is that new beginning. And really, don't doubt yourself. This is the time. This is the time for going with it, going with the flow of where it's leading you to, following your passion, because it's going to bring it to fruition. And here, there's no question about it. Just go with exactly what you want to do.
That's great. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Sometimes that Saturn, you know, opposing Mars is kind of like trying to drive. You've got your foot on the gas, but the brakes on, the emergency brakes on, and you're kind of wondering, well, why isn't the car moving forward?
That's it. Temperance with that Saturn, but it does work.
There you
go. And again,
yes, it does.
It brings a fuller, richer thing to it. It's just, I know that a little impatient Aries, you know, you're quicker than what you can move. I understand. But it's getting there.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Goodbye.
Have a great night. Appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome.
You too. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, this one's been on a long time. 917, you're on the air.
Why, hello, thank you for taking my call. My name is Ellen, and I think you have my birth data in your database. Ellen, born May 26th in Brooklyn, New York.
I think I do, too. And p.m.
It's at 3:30 p.m.
Oh, I'm sorry. I looked at that wrong. You're correct. 3:30 p.m. Okay, Ellen. I had you right. I just didn't read it correctly. So, what is your question for us tonight?
It concerns career and or finances, but if you pick something else, you know, like something just stares or jumps out at you from my chart, that's fine too.
I got the Emperor. The Emperor is the one that creates his own business. I mean, taking charge. You might not have your own business, but taking charge, taking charge of a situation, having ambitious plans. I also got number 14, which is solutions. Solutions that come from objective compromise, self-control, and lots of patience. And there's some forgiving going on with you, some healing.
Interesting.
And, you know, both of those points are really strong astrologically wise. Because you're going into your Saturn return, okay? And that goes through your house of personal finance, as well as this new moon, the sun, and the Mars and Mercury are transiting through your 10th house of your career. Okay? What are you passionate about? What do you want to do to have fun, to really enjoy your life? What nurtures you? And having that passion and following that direction is where both your financial situation is going to change for a foundational better. Okay? You're on to your next cycle. When you hit your Saturn return, what happens is that you go on to the next cycle of life. And this is the next adventure, next foundation that you're going to start for that long term. So what do you want to do for a living?
That's a question I'm still asking myself. I don't know at this point. I know I want to make a big change, and it's somewhat not focused, and I know that. And part of it is that I could look at another job. I could look at a job slightly different from what I'm doing, or do I want to go into business with these two friends of mine? And so it's like there's a lot of thoughts going on here.
What type of business would you be going in with your friendships?
I'm sorry?
What kind of business would you be going in?
We're still discussing that. We don't have a single idea yet that we have focused on. We're still tossing things around. We think the three of us will work together very well. We bring three different skills that are very needed for a business. But we have to, like, decide on where do we go with this? What niche do we fill?
Well, and that is a fact, because here again, I think that you work very well in a partnership. You've got a great humanitarian side to you, as well as what you need to do is nurture others. Okay, so here again, is something out in the public. It has to definitely be something out in the public, dealing with groups of masses of people. This could be even on the internet. I have to say that it could be one way or the other. Again, mm-hmm. This new moon, I think that three of you should get together at this point in time this week and really set some foundation. Okay, this new moon with opposed Pluto really coming to some concrete evidence of what you three need to do and start a foundation, I think, is what needs to be worked on this week. Get that key factor in. Okay, well, we're almost finished with the show. So give us a call and let us know what you come up with, okay?
Okay.
And we'll try and help you out with it.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
So much, ladies.
Take care.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
You know what I got for her at the end? I didn't get a chance to tell her, but I got the Queen of Michael, and it said, you know exactly what you want to do. I thought that was funny.
Oh, that's great. That is excellent. Okay, we're almost ready to close the show. So why don't you tell us where they can get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me at angelsloveyou.com or jeanmorey.com. And this has been fun.
This has been great. And you can get a hold of me at 772-286-2720. And you can call Aphrodite at 440-200-4444. Okay. This has been the And I hope you have a great week. Good night.
Good night.